brand new episode of the Free as Fuck podcast. Hello, gorgeous soul, and welcome back to the podcast. And if you are new, welcome to the show. I hope you're having an incredible day today. And if you're not having an incredible day today, I hope this podcast supports you in stepping forward into your power, into your pleasure, into your confidence, into your certainty in yourself. So recently I've been having a lot of conversations with my coaching clients around confidence. And I want to dispel a misconception that a lot of people have when it comes to confidence and really break down how you can actually start creating confidence for yourself. So the number one thing that most people get wrong around confidence is that they have this idea that confidence will come from clarity. It'll come from knowing how to do something. That it'll come from having a clear step-by-step process right in front of you that says, here's a guarantee, here's all the things that you have to do, here's what you got to do, and then it's going to happen. And let's be really fucking real for a moment. If that was the case, we would all be doing things all of the time and we would all be confident as fuck. There are, everywhere you go, step-by-step processes that tell you how to do something. But how many times have you gone to do those things and you have not felt confident doing them? You had the clarity and you knew exactly what to do, but you didn't do it because you didn't feel confident in yourself yet. Confidence is not something that comes from knowing what to do. It comes from knowing who we are. And knowing who you are is knowing that you are someone who does what you say you're going to do. Confidence comes from internal self-knowing. It comes from you having the courage to do the things that you said you're going to do. And I think one of the biggest misconceptions is that, you know, when I think about it enough, then I'll feel confident to do it. You know, once I know the how, then I'll feel confident. Or once I have clarity, then I'll feel confident. Or once this, then I will feel this. And I think one of the most backwards things that so many of us, and my past self included, has got stuck up on is if you think about it enough, then you'll think your way into a feeling. And well, yes, thoughts create feelings. 100% thoughts create feelings. There is something deeper than a thought that actually creates your feelings, and that is a belief. And a belief is who you see yourself as and what you see life as. It is something that you have seen or felt or experienced so many times that it feels like the truth. And so if you don't have internal confidence in yourself, you won't get it by thinking, I'll be confident, I'll be confident, I am confident, I am confident. The thing is that we need to create new evidence for our brain in order to actually experience a new feeling. Because thinking does not change your results. Taking new action does. Like I said, thought work is important, but the thing is that you cannot affirm yourself into a new way of being without creating evidence of it. We can't think our way into confidence. You can't think your way into being different. You must do your way into becoming different. You know, for me, this is why I have coaches, because it clears my brain of all the stuff that is actually getting in the way of me being confident in the first place. It calls me out on my bullshit and it gets me out of my own way of thinking. It gets me out of my spiral. It gets me out of my overwhelm. It gets me out of my analysis paralysis and like self-studying my feelings and into fucking action. And that's where confidence comes from. Confidence comes from taking action. It's like, when you think about riding a bike or driving a car or doing anything for the first time, you could study the shit out of the manual. You could study books. You could watch other people do it. You could sit in the passenger seat. You could watch your dad drive a bike and you could think like, I'm confident. You know, I'm confident now. I'm totally confident. But confidence actually comes from competence. Compounded results over time. This is what allows your brain to have evidence that you are someone who does this. I am someone who can ride a bike. I am someone who can drive a car. And then you become so confident in it that you don't even think about doing it. Confidence is this like certainty in yourself that you can do the things that you want to do. And so many of you are trying to become confident before ever doing the thing that you want to become confident at. Whether it's selling, whether it's posting on social media, whether it's facilitating coaching, whether it's feeling confident in a relationship or dating or confident in who you are. But you're spending time analyzing how to do it rather than actually doing it. And I feel you on this because I've done this. I've done this where I've tried to think my way into a different way of being, or I've tried to think my way into a different way of feeling, and thinking that, like, if I have all of the things right in front of me, then I will feel clear and then I will feel confident. But babe, we gotta get courageous to take messy fucking action. Messy fucking action, because that's where confidence actually comes from. You know, growing up, I used to be really, 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 really shy and insecure. And I've talked about it in previous podcast episodes before. But I was so shy and so insecure that I had a memory of being at a restaurant with my family, and I dropped my fork on the floor. And I was way too shy and insecure to ask the waitress for a new one, that my little sister had to come with me and do it for me. And my parents and my grandparents and everybody was worried about me, that if I ever got lost or something happened to me, that I would be too shy to ask people for directions or for someone to help me. And I just saw myself as not a confident person, right? I'm just not confident. Like, other people have it and I don't. I used to believe that it was like an innate quality that some people had and I just did not have. But the only difference between you and the people that you are inspired by the people that you're triggered by the people that you're jealous of, by the people that you feel insecure around, by the people that you perceive have confidence, is they're just taking different actions than you. That's all it is. They are just taking different actions. They're not trying to fix their fear or fix their feelings or solve their way of thinking before doing something. They do the fucking thing and then they become confident through it. You know, one of my first ever jobs was in customer service, and I was so scared the entire time. I was so scared that people were thinking about me and judging me and gonna think that I was doing something wrong. And, you know, when we have particular thoughts about fear and we're worried about these things, they influence our body language and they influence the way that we show up in a situation. And this is why self-concept is so important. And this is where affirmations do come in, is affirmations with aligned actions. You know, sitting in the comfort of your own home and doing the same things and just repeating affirmations to yourself, trying to figure your way out of what you're seeing yourself as, won't create confidence. It will actually create incongruence, because your brain is always looking for evidence of what is true. Your brain is analyzing what you say with what you do. And if what you say is not what you do, you won't feel confident. You'll feel like an imposter. You'll feel like someone who's like completely out of integrity. And this is where a lot of like a lack of confidence comes from, and a lot of imposter syndrome. Because you say that you're going to do something, but then you don't follow through with doing it. And that is actually where a lack of confidence comes from, is you're not taking new action. You're thinking new thoughts, but you're not doing new actions. You're not taking new actions. And this is where the courage comes in. This is where the courage actually comes in, because it is going to be unfucking comfortable. It is going to be uncomfortable to do the thing that you feel resistance towards. It is going to be uncomfortable to take a different action. It was so wildly uncomfortable for me to go to my first ever table as a waitress and do the thing and to say like, hey, how can I help you? And obviously my body language, my voice, everything was just cracky and uncomfortable. And you could probably see and feel the fear inside of me. Just like the first time that I ever posted on my social media, recorded my first podcast, facilitated my first masterclass, all of those firsts, I was so fucking scared. But that didn't hold me back from doing it. And what the important thing to remember here is that the first time that you do it, you are going to be scared. You are going to be uncomfortable. But that does not mean don't do it. That's where the courage comes from, is showing up through the discomfort. Showing up through the discomfort. Then you look back and you're like, oh yeah, I did that thing. I can do it again. I did that thing. I can do it again. I did that thing. I can do it again. And through showing up and doing the thing, you create new evidence for your brain. And if you combine those actions with the affirmations, this is where you have subconscious reprogramming. This is where you actually rewire your brain to see yourself as a different type of person. I no longer see myself as a shy, insecure person, but I had to act and affirm my way out of that identity. You know, I tried to just sit in my house and tell myself, like, I am this, I am this, I am this, I am this. And up until the point that I got the fuck out of my own way and moved through the resistance is when I actually felt it. Through the experiences is where you create felt evidence of it. You know, you create felt evidence. The reason why I feel confident investing multiple four figures a month into myself is because I took the courage. I had the courage to say yes to myself, even though I was fucking terrified. Even though circumstantially, even though evidence-wise, even though logistically around me, it wasn't a practical, logical decision that made sense, I didn't feel confident doing it ahead of time. I became confident through it. I became confident through showing up with more commitment to my vision and where I was going and believing in that than I was to my circumstances and staying stuck where I was. And staying stuck where you are is so much more comfortable. It's so much more like, oh, I know I can stay here, so I'm going to keep doing the same things. But that's why you're stuck, and that's why you're not progressing to the next level where you so deeply aspire to go, and where you see these people around you or on social media who are elevating to the next level. It's not because they're inherently confident. It's because they had the courage to create confidence through making challenging choices. And through time, compounded results over time, you end up having confidence. And the confidence is honestly just competence. It's competence. It's knowing that when you sit down and you do the thing, you don't even worry about it. But you got to practice. You got to practice, 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 not being confident. It's like driving the car for the first time. Every fucking time that you get in the car and you're in the driver's seat and your dad's in the passenger seat and he's yelling at you, telling you, don't do that, don't do that. This was my experience. Don't do that. And he's like stressed out. I was not fucking confident doing that. I was not confident parallel parking or even like knowing how to turn at the light 10 years ago. But now I don't even think about it. Now I can unconsciously drive my way to the gym without even thinking about it. I can parallel park while I'm listening to music and singing. I can do all of these things just as second nature because I was uncomfortable in the first place. And this is where resiliency and moving through resistance comes from. This is how you create confidence, is moving through the resistance. The resistance is the way through. And so often our egos confuse resistance as something bad or something's wrong or I shouldn't do this because it's uncomfortable. You know, even after we become self-aware, we can still get into this loop of like, oh, is this meant for me? Is this right? You know, maybe because I feel this, then it doesn't mean that it's meant for me. And, you know, what I've noticed working with so many of my clients who are like so self-aware is sometimes you try to solve what you're feeling so that you can take the action because you don't want to come from a quote low vibration. And here's the thing. Through the action, you change your frequency. Through doing different, you change your frequency. It's like for me going to the gym. There might be a day where I am so fucking tired and I don't want to go to the gym. But I said I was going to go to the gym. This actually happened last week where I said I was going to go to the gym and I ended up having this inner ear thing happening. And I was so frustrated because I'm like, fuck, I wanted to go to the gym today. And I could have given myself this permission slip to not do the thing that I said I was going to do. But what that would have done is created a lack of congruence and killed my confidence. So what I did instead is I said I was going to go to the gym. I didn't say I was going to have the best workout of my whole life. I didn't say that I was going to transform through the experience. I didn't say that I was going to get a specific result. I said that I was going to show up. And in that showing up, even when I was uncomfortable, even if I was feeling all of the fucking resistance, that created more confidence for me. Did I have the best workout ever? No. Did I feel amazing after? Not necessarily. But I did feel more confident after. And that's the important thing. You know, sometimes we're looking for the result in order to feel confident, but the confidence doesn't always come from the result. It comes from the experience. And through the results of you showing up, through the results of you showing up consistently. And I don't mean consistently as in every day. I mean consistent with your word, consistent with what you say, consistent with what you said you're going to do. That is where confidence comes from. And through these experiences, you become more like, I'm not questioning myself anymore. I'm not second guessing myself anymore. I'm not overanalyzing myself anymore. I am just, I said I was going to do the thing and I'm going to do the thing. And I imagine you're asking the question around like, well, how do I know if it's force? Like, how do I know if I'm forcing something that's not meant to be? It's coming from fear. How you know if it's force is if you're coming from fear when you do it. Fear that if you don't do this thing the right way, then, oh my God, it's not going to happen. Or fear that if you do this thing, it's not going to work out. Or fear that if you don't do this thing, then it's going to mean this thing. And fear is this like emotionally charged thing where we're trying to control. Fear is, I don't want this thing to happen, so I'm going to make it happen. I'm scared that if I don't do this thing, then it will mean this. Force is coming from fear. But even in you setting your desires, even in you setting your intentions, whether it's more money, a deeper relationship, a new client, quitting your job, whatever it is, that doesn't mean that there's not going to be fear. It just means that you're not acting out of fear. It means that in the moment that you feel fear and you have all of those feelings come up, you just say, I'm choosing faith. I'm choosing to have faith in myself, in life, and in my desires. And that doesn't mean that you're not going to feel fear. It just means that you're not taking actions out of fear. And it's a very subtle difference. So I'll give you an example. So an example of this would be, say I set the intention this month to make more money in my business. And I was afraid that it wasn't going to happen. So I started not even doing anything because I was afraid that it wasn't going to work out. So I stopped posting on social media because I was scared that I was going to get rejected. Or I stopped talking about my offers because I was scared nobody was going to buy. Or I stopped showing up because I was scared that my desire wouldn't work out for me. That is acting out of fear. Another example of that would be, I'm afraid if I don't do this thing, then it's not going to work. And you're seeing it as like a one-track mindset of it can only work this way. And it's very controlled. It's very contracted. It's very much in like a, I have to do this thing. I have to do this thing, otherwise it won't happen. And that's where control comes in. Whereas on the flip side, faith is, I set this intention and I said I was going to do this thing. So I trust that even this resistance, even this challenge is actually happening for me. I trust that even this discomfort is helping me step into who I'm meant to be in order to have this desire happen for me. You know, I said I was going to do this thing. I said I was going to create this thing. And so what is this thing asking of me? If I set the intention that I was going to make more money in my business, well, what is my intuition telling me? My intuition's telling me to create a new offer. It's telling me to sell every day. It's telling me to, you know, talk to this specific person. It's telling me to talk about this specific thing. Can I trust in that? And that is where faith comes from. That is the faith in your desires. That is the faith in the bigger vision. You know, on the last episode, I shared about how I set the intention to make six figures in my business. And through that, I didn't try to control how it was going to happen. I just knew that it was going to happen. And I created confidence by doing all of the things that I was guided to do, doing all of the things that I said I was going to do. And here's the thing. You set the envision, you set the intention, you do the actions. You take inspired actions. It's as simple as that. Set the goal, take the action. 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 You take action towards the goal, not away from the goal. Your fear is going to convince you to move away from the thing. Faith is going to invite you to step towards the thing. And in moving towards the thing, I guarantee you there's going to be resistance. The resistance is the way through. The resistance is the thing that you get to step into because that is where the confidence comes from. The confidence comes through the fucking courage. The confidence comes through, oh my God, I feel scared and uncomfortable, but I'm going to do it anyway. I feel scared it's not going to work out. I'm going to do it anyway. I feel scared of this. I'm going to do it anyway. That is the faith. The faith says, I am going to show up anyway. Fear convinces you to not do the thing. Faith shows you that you can do the thing. And you get to trust in whatever happens from that action. It doesn't always mean that you're going to get the result right away, but it means you keep showing up because the result is going to happen. You don't know when it's going to happen. You don't know how it's going to happen. You just trust that it will happen. And you do the things towards making it happen. And by you doing the things and taking the actions and showing up with consistency and congruency with your word, you will become confident and in turn become competent. Then it doesn't even become a question anymore. Then you're not even analyzing yourself anymore. Then you're not overthinking, you're just doing. In the doing, in the new action, you create new results, right? If you keep doing the same thing, expecting different results, you're going to be insane. How many of you are feeling insane? Because you keep doing the same damn thing, thinking, why aren't I confident yet? Why aren't I there yet? Why has nothing changed? It's because you keep doing the same thing. So have courage to do something different. And even if it doesn't work out immediately, don't let that be evidence that it's not meant to work for you. You know, there's this common thought that so many people have, which is like, if it doesn't work out, then it wasn't meant for me. You know, if it doesn't happen, then it wasn't meant for me. How the fuck do you know that it's not about to happen? You know? How do you know that it still couldn't happen? Why have you decided that it already isn't meant to be? Why have you decided that it can't still happen? You're trying to protect yourself from pain. But as a result, you're failing ahead of time. You're not even allowing yourself to see what is possible for you. So step out of the cave. Step out of trying to protect yourself from pain. Step out of trying to protect yourself from discomfort. Step out of trying to protect your triggers. You know, the way that you find confidence, the way that you regulate your nervous system is through the discomfort, is through resiliency, is through doing the thing that you said you were going to do. Then you become confident. Like I said earlier, the only fucking difference between you and the people that you look up to is that they're doing different things. They're not thinking about it. They are doing it. They are showing up. So show up and know that the resistance is the way. The resistance is where you grow. The resistance is where you find your power and your strength. The resistance is the way through. If I'm going to the gym and I'm only ever doing the easy exercises because I don't want resistance, I am not going to see any change. If I'm only doing the things that are comfortable or easy for me, my body's not going to grow. I'm not going to feel more strength. I'm not going to see any results. But if I show up to the gym and I do the uncomfortable thing, I put on that extra 25 pounds when I'm doing a squat. Oh my God, yes, it's going to be challenging. Yes, there's going to be fucking resistance. It is going to be uncomfortable. And as a result, I am going to build resiliency. I am going to build strength. I'm going to build a greater capacity. And then the next time I go in, I'm like, oh yeah, I did that last time. I fucking can do that again. I've done that before. I can do it again. Then I become competent. Then I become strong. And then the things that were once hard then become easy. That's how you find the flow. The flow comes through moving through the resistance. This was potent. I hope this activated you. I hope this inspired you to do something different. I hope this inspired you to really see where you might be shooting yourself in your own foot or getting in your own way, and to empower you to step out and step forward, step out of the comfort zone and into the growth zone. That's what you're here for. I know that. So it's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time to open the fuck up to life and step into your power. P.S. Tomorrow, if you're listening to this podcast on March 7th, which is the day that it comes out, tomorrow on March 8th, I am facilitating a 2-hour somatic embodiment experience called Open. It's designed to help you dissolve the walls of resistance and fear and blocks that are getting in the way of you opening up to receiving more in life, in love, and stepping into your leadership and your power and your purpose and your potential, and really helping you feel into the sense of liberation and openness. You know, helping you dissolve the blocks that you have to receiving. Helping you dissolve the blocks that you have and the fears that you have that are getting in the way of you really living and leading and loving from this open heart. You know, there's so much around feminine energy nowadays. And if you've been following my work for a while, you know I've been teaching these concepts for a long time. But feminine energy is not just about feeling good. It's not just about like being soft in your body and going with the flow. Being soft in your body and going with the flow and things being easy all the time. It's being open and receptive to everything that life is gifting you and not resisting any of it. And you know, so many of the women that I've worked with have experienced trauma or pain or failure or something that's happened, heartbreak, that has closed you off. And now you're trying to protect yourself from potential pain. You want to keep yourself safe. You want to keep yourself protected. You want to keep yourself away from the pain. But by doing that, you are preventing yourself from really stepping into your potential, really living in your power, feeling confident in who you are, knowing who you are, knowing you are someone who does the things that you said you're going to do. And so Open is designed for you to feel that safety, feel that spaciousness, feel that openness inside of your body, to open your heart to life, to love, to lead the way that you are meant to. It's only $88 when you join Magnetism. I'm going to resell this masterclass afterwards, and it's going to be valued at so much more. But if you get inside the membership, you can get access to it. Not only that, you also get access to a whole library of somatic embodiment experiences and other masterclasses around feminine energetics, conscious business, conscious relationships, really moving into your power. You know, each month we have a new theme inside of the membership, and this month it's about expanding your edges. It's about expanding your edges so that you can receive all that you desire without resisting it, so that you can feel confident in who you are. So if this podcast was resonating with you, get inside of the membership this month. There is so much goodness. And you're going to want to get in now, because as you get in now, you're going to get access to daily fucking trainings. Daily trainings where I drop into your, we use Telegram. I drop into Telegram and I do a training or a transmission or just a fucking motivational Taylor talk that gets you into action every day so that you can get the fuck out of your own way. You also get connected with another, a like-minded community of women who are so, so, so incredible. They're pattern-breaking women. They're purpose-led. They are here creating businesses that really are an authentic expression of who they are. They're healing their relationship with their body, with men, with their sexuality, with their sensuality, with money, and really stepping into their magnetism. I want you to be a part of it. I want to invite you to be a part of it. It is such an incredibly beautiful space, and there is so much value. There's so much value inside of this space. I wish I had a membership like this a few years ago. You know, when I felt alone or lost or overwhelmed in my journey, and I was like, oh my God, I need that space to be seen, to be activated, to tap into, let go of the resistance and the blocks that I feel in my body, and to help me think about things differently. You know, like I mentioned, the reason why I have coaches is because it clears the space in my mind. It helps me get out of overanalyzing and procrastination and perfectionism. And it gets me into taking action. And a podcast is great. But after you do the podcast, you might feel activated and inspired. You're like, yes, take action from this place. Do the thing. It's going to be uncomfortable. It might be uncomfortable to hit pay. It might be uncomfortable to put yourself out there and take a risk again. But that's resiliency, babe. That is how you create the results in the life that you want to. It happens by you doing the uncomfortable thing. And by doing the uncomfortable thing, you become confident again. You become more and more and more and more and more and more, more confident every single time you do the uncomfortable thing. So come join us in magnetism. I would love, love, love for you to be a part of it. The link is in my bio. I'm going to drop a link in the show notes below. Allow yourself to use this energy of excitement and passion to move towards it. And let yourself settle in to the new reality that you're choosing for yourself. The new possibility that can come from making a new decision. You know, in open, I'm going to be talking about the field, like the quantum field, and utilizing this energy to serve you and support you. And to not contract in the space of uncertainty, but really expand into unlimited possibility. And using your body to do that. Oh, it's going to be so good. So come join me. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you have an incredible, incredible rest of your day. I'll see you in the next episode.